Continuing with Mr. Armstrong's 1979 book, Tomorrow, What It Will Be Like, he wrote on page 76, today, the greatest and most awesome problem of all is the population explosion. Growing population in all nations are rapidly outstripping the ability of the world to sustain them. In Britain, we were told recently, we've passed the date when we would have been sustained this year by our own food supply. We have the ability in this country, or we do in this country, I guess the ability would be much more if people put their mind to it and the government encouraged the production of food instead of the production of wind farms, solar energy panels covering acres of profitable land, otherwise profitable land. But this country has to import nearly a half of its food, not just luxury food, but basic essential foods. This tiny little island went through two world wars where our people suffered great hardship through lack of food as a result of the U-boat campaigns. During the World Wars, we had one of the largest navies in the world. The Royal Navy was an awesome force. During the World War, we had a massive maritime fleet. The losses were enormous, but we actually started, I believe, with the largest merchant fleet in the world. We don't have that anymore. We've got a few roll-on, roll-off car ferries, a few tugs. We have a lot of British-owned ships, but they're registered abroad, and they could be put out of reach of our government if the owners so desired. And also, 70 years on, we have a much larger population now. We are very vulnerable. Mr. Armstrong continues, but God has a solution. And how simple it is. Simply make most of the earth cultivatable. Remember, not more than 10% of the earth's surface is tillable or arable land. Amazingly, only 10% of the earth's surface is productive. And that is being reduced all the time by inappropriate farming methods, changing weather conditions, and of course urbanization. Look what God has promised us in Isaiah chapter 41, verses 14 through to 20. This always puts us in our place, doesn't it? Fear not, you worm Jacob, and you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Eternal and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you a new, sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You shall thrash the mountains, beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. You shall fan them, and the wind will carry them away, the whirlwind shall scatter them, and you shall rejoice in the Lord, or the Eternal, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, and the Eternal will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in the high places, fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia tree, I don't say the other word they got here, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, the pine, and the box together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Eternal has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has created it. We have the tribulation ahead of us, but God is going to bring a solution after that. Although in the short term, things will be difficult, there is a promise later. In a book we have at home, a gift from a guest we had years ago, Bible Manners and Customs, on page 265, under the heading Thrashing, Mode 2. With the thrashing instruments, this was a machine in some respects resembling the ordinary stone sledge of American farmers. Professor Hackett described one he saw at Beirut. Quotes, the frame was composed of thick pieces of plank, turned up in front like our stone sledge, perforated with holes underneath for holding the teeth. The teeth consisted of sharp basaltic stone, about 3 inches long, hardly less firm than iron itself. This machine is drawn over the grain by horses or oxen and serves together with the trampling of the feet of the animals to beat out the kernels, cut up the straw, preparatory to winnowing. The teeth were sometimes of iron. I couldn't help but picture my grandsons loving riding on this piece of wood, geeing up the horses and the oxen, tearing up the ground. Well, I guess the ground has already been torn up by the earthquakes, but harrowing the ground with this thing to make it productive land. God will do the major things, but our children, our grandchildren, and the survivors will have their part to play. God provides what we are powerless to accomplish. Let's look at Revelation 16, starting in chapter 15. See the power of God. Revelation chapter 16. I want to read verses 15 to 18 and verse 20. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. Dropping down to verse 20, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. That is quite a prophecy. Of course, Nahum talks about the mountains quake at him, the hills melt. On the things that Christ, signs of the times that Christ mentioned in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, all talk about, pardon me, earthquakes as being part of the beginning of troubles. We have the news updates from Mr. Anderson telling us about the continuing problems that are being suffered throughout the world. But ahead is the greatest earthquakes men have ever experienced, sorry, mankind has ever experienced since they've been on the earth. But we look now to Amos chapter 9. Amos chapter 9, and I want to read verses 13, 15 to 15. Behold, the days come, says the Eternal, that the ploughman shall overtake the reaper, the treader of grapes him that sowed seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, or the alternative is new wine. I tend to drink red wine myself, so not too bothered about sweet wine, but I do like new wine if it's red, robust, earthy, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again from the captivity of my people. They are already in captivity at this time, so he will bring them back from captivity, my people of Israel. And they shall build the waste cities. After those earthquakes, they're certainly going to be waste, besides the war, and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards, drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, says the Eternal, your God. We have this wonderful world tomorrow to look forward to. We're going to have an awful lot of work to do, but it will be building on a sure foundation. Things will not be declining, getting worse. Ironically, at this time, getting older and more decrepit, we are more financially comfortable than we've ever been. We are in danger of that Laodicean attitude. We are clothed, we're well fed, but it's all poised on a knife's edge. We're waiting for financial collapse. We're waiting for a world to explode around us. It's ironic. People a generation older than me say, I feel so sorry for the young people. They have no future to look forward to. These people went through a depression, a world war. And they feel sorry for our children because they see no future for them. Now, in the short term, it's no good being a soothsayer, a soothing sayer. It's going to have to be rough. The Bible describes it as birth pangs. I'm a man. I don't know birth pangs. I've been party to inflicting it on my wife 5 times. She still forgives me. So I have witnessed it at first hand. I'm very glad she did it on my behalf. I'm thrilled with the children. But we have to accept a new world is coming. There will be birth pangs. But all that will be forgotten when this incredible world all comes together under Jesus Christ. And hopefully all of us will be playing a part to make it all happen.